If you walk through Pittsburgh's Squirrel Hill neighborhood, you can still see visible signs of the massacre that happened at the Tree of Life Synagogue 5 days ago. Virginia Alvino Young from member station WESA spent some time in Squirrel Hill, the heart of Jewish life in the city.
Rabbi Sharon Henry of Congregation Rodef of Shalom lives in the heart of Squirrel Hill, just a few miles from downtown Pittsburgh. The commercial stretch of the neighborhood is a couple blocks up.
So there's Dunkin' Donuts, which is kosher.
Is that all Dunkin' Donuts or this?
No, just this one. We're going this way.
From this corner, you can spot Hao Li's Chinese restaurant, a dentist, and a dry cleaner. The Yeshiva Orthodox schools and the mikveh, or ritual Jewish bath, are down the street.
I really don't think I would ever live anywhere else.
This is also home to one of the country's largest Hasidic populations. They can be seen walking the streets in traditional garb.
This one, Squirrel Hill, has always had Jews here, but
the neighborhood has pre-Civil War roots and saw a large influx of Eastern European Jews in the 1920s.
I have not been to Tree of Life. Have you?
Do you want to go that now?
Do you want to go?
Rabbi Henry has held off visiting the Tree of Life synagogue where 11 people were killed. She leads a different congregation and says she didn't want to impose.
That's a funeral car. I'm getting chills.
Heading up the tree-lined Wilkins Avenue, Henry recalls Saturday. She got word about the active shooter situation the same time her Shabbat services were starting less than 2 miles away. They were holding a baby naming ceremony, so attendance was higher than usual.
We did tell the congregation what was going on. Because a lot of them knew anyway because people were getting text messages, you could tell.
Around Tree of Life, some areas that had been blocked off by barricades are now open. Heather Carpen is there. She works across the street and came over to hand out donuts to mourners.
Do you want one? You sure?
Rabbi Henry knows almost everyone here to pay their respects, including Roberta Weisberg, who owns a nearby business. Among those killed Saturday was Jerry Rabinowitz, who was Weisberg's longtime doctor. She says it's hard to be here.
I've been in there 100 times.
Right.
I used to go with my friend Charlotte all the time, and one of my biggest problems is trying to turn off my imagination and not think about
what happened.
What their last moments were.
Weisberg wears a Mr. Rogers pin, which her husband bought her for her birthday. A Star of David hangs around her neck.
My grandmother, this was her necklace. She came from Belarus when she was 9 years old, and they had pogroms all around, and she was always scared. And she used to say, it can happen here, too. And I would say, oh, Nanny, don't be silly, don't be silly. Well, it was on her birthday. This happened on her birthday.
At the scene, a young man rocks while reciting traditional prayer. A woman leaves a single red rose in front of each of the 11 wooden stars of David bearing each of the victims' names. Henry catches the eye of a friend and congregant, who immediately breaks down when she sees her rabbi standing in front of the makeshift memorial.
Is your first time here?
No, I just walked by.
Friend says she walked by Rodef Shalom earlier, where the first funeral was set to take place that day.
The police cars and the hearse are there.
henry says this solemn and surreal scene won't last forever.
I think we'll be okay. I do.
There will likely be a heightened police presence in the neighborhood for a few weeks. But one day, the yellow tape will be taken down. Barricades will be removed.
This is how we respond. We respond with strength and take care of what we need to take care of, burying the dead with respect and dignity and not letting the hatred stop us.
And it's that spirit and community that makes Rabbi Sharon Henry more grateful than ever to live in Squirrel Hill. For NPR News, I'm Virginia Alvino Young in Pittsburgh.